This is Teddy Teapot with Teddy Mellencamp.
Guys, I am so excited. This week on Teddy Teapot, I have Sheena joining me. And not only have we had so many years of laughs, but I haven't even seen you in person since you had a beautiful baby girl. Congratulations.
Thank you. I know. It's been so long since I've seen you. Like, there's so many people who haven't met Brock, haven't met Summer. It's just like a pandemic, a whole baby. It's crazy.
It is crazy. I met Brock for just a second when we were at BravoCon.
Yeah.
But it was it like new? It was kind of new then, right?
Oh my God. So new. We were dating, I think, 7 weeks maybe at that point. Like, it was so new.
Well, how did you guys meet?
We were in San Diego. It was a music festival weekend. Ended up at the same after party. There were like 12 people there. It was a really small little exclusive thing. And I heard the accent. And then I was like, oh my God, I was just in Australia and New Zealand a few months ago. Started showing him some pictures. Didn't ask for my number or anything. Then the next day he asked his friend, he was like, wait, who is that girl I was talking to? Slid in my DMs, was so lucky that I checked them that
I was going to say, you opened the .99s, like the plus 99s. I get scared in there.
I never do. And one of my girlfriends was like, oh, the club we went to last night posted a cute video of us. Check your DMs. And then I see this DM and I was like, who's this? And I open it up and he asked me if I wanted to go to a Rams game next time he was in LA. And I was like, I love that you led with football. I'm actually a Chargers fan. I know you're a Rams fan.
Well, I was like, come on. You guys have to come with us. Now, the new stadium is incredible.
Ridiculous. I know. We're leaving Life is Beautiful early because there's a home Chargers game on Sunday.
I love that. So you're in Vegas right now. What are you guys up to?
So we were at Circa earlier. We went to the new stadium swim, which is so dope. Oh my God. It's like the coolest pool with literally the biggest screen you've ever seen. It's so nice.
Love that.
So we were there. We're staying at the D downtown. We got Life is Beautiful tonight, I Heart tomorrow, then Life is Beautiful, then back to LA for the Chargers game.
Ugh, you know what? I'm coming straight from Miami myself, and I am on the struggle bus. Like, we're sitting here. There's, like, spritzers next to me. I'm like, should I indulge now or wait until after I present Cheap Trick? Because I've got to, like, at least be able to read a teleprompter. I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, I can fudge you with Sheena. Like, we've been in a lot of situations together where we've had
Super Bowl.
I don't even remember us flying home. I just remember the videos.
I had my little breathalyzer thing and we're like, let's see who can blow a higher number. Champagne.
The problem is I was already a mom then. You weren't. So what is my excuse?
It's okay. I'm a mom now. We're going to blow the breathalyzer later and see, you know, I'll probably have to dump my milk tonight.
Oh my. So is Summer here with you guys or?
Do you want to see her?
Yes.
Okay. Mom, can you bring her?
Oh, how cute. I love that your mom is here. This is amazing.
Yeah. It's a family affair.
So how many months old is she?
She's 4.5.
4.5 months. And I heard you had like some sort of medical condition after you gave birth. Everything's good or what happened?
Everything's good now. Yeah. Here's my little angel.
Hi, Boo.
Hi, Teddy.
Hi. Oh my! Hi, she almost kind of waved.
FaceTime.
Hi, is that the Boo?
You're gonna have to meet Baby Dove. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. She is so delicious.
Thank you.
Makes me want to have another. And then nope.
Say bye, Teddy.
Bye. Mwah.
Love you.
Is that exactly how you looked as a baby?
Exactly. We have a side-by-side of my dad holding me and my dad holding her. And if my dad, I mean, he's aged the slightest. That's the only difference you can tell in the photo. It's like, oh, okay. So that's Sheena and that's Summer.
I mean, it has like her skin, like everything. She's just so flawless. Like, I can't even take it.
She's the best.
She is so good.
She is the best.
And what about the fact that all of you Vanderpump Rules girls had babies at the same time?
I know, so crazy. So yeah, oh, you were asking me. So I preeclampsia, right? When I was already like induced and like in labor, they diagnosed me with preeclampsia. And then after I had her, that advanced to HELLP syndrome.
So what exactly is that?
It's extremely rare to get. It's even more rare postpartum. It's like the second highest fatality in pregnant women.
Oh my gosh.
It's the destruction of your red blood cells, which elevates your liver enzymes and lowers your blood platelets. So your body is just not okay. And it literally needs help.
And then how did they fix it?
So I was on blood pressure medication. I got put on a magnesium drip for 24 hours that made me extremely flu-like. Like, I thought they were exaggerating when they're like, okay, we're going to start you on the magnesium drip. You're going to feel very flu-like. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, I got this.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It was no joke. I was, like, shivering uncontrollably. I felt like I was having seizures. Like, it was the scariest thing ever. And then when she came out, she was just like super lethargic because all the stuff they're pumping me obviously affected her. So then her heart rate was low. She had a bit of a murmur that we think has cleared up now, but then she had to have the cardiologist come in, have an EKG at 2 days old. It was just like, it was a lot. I was on blood pressure medication for about 2 months after that. And then everything started to go back on its own. I had to do blood work every week. And once that regulated, I'm like totally fine and back to normal now, but I'm at high risk for that to happen again if I were to get pregnant again. And I'm already high risk because of my age. So I don't know. We might go a surrogate. We might adopt. We might take our chances. We might just be happy with one.
Yeah. I mean, I had a similar situation happen with Cruz where, I was having trouble after I had the Pitocin. I ended up having him, his heart rate, like, was not good. They immediately had to put him in the NICU. And then I was just so sick that they, you know, put me on all this medication. So then I like just, I couldn't even really fathom what was going on. But here, I mean, it was heartbreaking and really sad, you know, having to take your child to the EKG and do all those things. And still to this day, he has aortic bicuspid valve. But when it comes to childbirth, it's like you almost forget all the negative. Yeah. Like it's like it goes away. Like going into having Dove 5 years later or 6 years later, however long it was like I forgot all of the scary memories because I was so excited to have another baby. So whatever it is that you do decide, those memories do subside until you're like in there. And then all of a sudden you're like, they say something different. And you're like, oh, what?
Yeah.
This has changed since last time. But I mean, you were blessed with such a beautiful baby girl, but it is... You know,
thank you.
It's a lot to go through, especially. And did you suffer from any like postpartum anxiety or depression, or you felt good?
We were right back into filming 3 days after I got home from my 5-day hospital stay. That I was like, I didn't even have time to process like everything. It was just like back to work after 2 years of being off, like boom, so quickly.
What was the difference? Like, how did you do it?
I thankfully had an amazing supportive partner who was the most hands-on dad, my mom around full-time to help us. And once we wrapped, then I was like, okay, now it's like everything's settling in. And now I'm like a full-time like home with her all the time. But it was just like, you know, I had to be here for this event, here for this. And it was just like so much going on. I was like struggling with just like my body image, but it's slowly all gotten better. Getting back to just feeling like myself again. And thankfully, I think most of the anxiety I had was leading up to having her because I had the miscarriage. So then I was just terrified of anything happening to her. But it's like, if it's not a miscarriage, it's a stillborn. If it's not a stillborn, it's SIDS. If it's not SIDS, it's her getting kidnapped. Like there's just always going to be something as a parent that you worry about. And I think that just comes with being a parent.
Yeah, I think that no matter what, you never want to see your child struggling or in pain or, you know, any of those types of things. But what I kind of always had to remind myself is like, I can't keep them in a bubble forever. Like I have to let them learn from their mistakes the same way that I do. But it's so hard as a parent because like now that, and you'll see the same with Summer, now that Slate is like getting older and getting more mature and all these things, like I see her doing things because her personality type is so much like mine. And I want to be like, no, don't do that. You're going to regret that. And then she's like, Mom, get off of it. You know, like, So it's the beauty of having a daughter, but it's also, I realize that I don't do it with Cruz. I do it more with, you know, with the girls. So I'm like, oh, okay, I have to like, because you see yourself in them and you really just want to protect them. But I've noticed the same thing, you know, with my husband and son. And then you have two stepkids as well, right?
Yeah, they're in Australia. So I haven't even been able to meet them yet because we haven't been able to travel.
Oh, wow.
And that's the whole thing that you'll see play out next season with where the situation lies with his ex and the kids. It's a lot. So one day.
And I mean, I have a stepdaughter as well. And I would just say the biggest thing is no matter what, not that you're even asking me is, but if you lead with love as being this, you know, the stepmom, that's really all you can do. And no matter what the drama is or what things arise, if you lead with love and you treat your stepkids the same way you treat yours, then
absolutely,
you know, it's all good.
It's crazy. The girls have the same birthday.
What?
Yes.
What's his other daughter's name? Are you allowed to say?
Winter.
I am deceased. You are not telling me the truth right now.
I swear to God, but that for me personally had nothing to do with why I named her Summer. I was a huge fan of the OC and Rachel Bilson since high school.
Okay.
So I've had the name Summer since I was 16 years old.
I feel like you told me that. I feel like I heard it before, but that is pretty amazing.
So then when I find out he has a daughter named Winter, he was like, oh my God. He's like, I love Summer. Cause then it's like, you know, an ode to her older sister and it's like naming her after her. And then just, ironically, they have the same birthday, which is insane. By like 5 hours into the April 26th.
So, you know, that's some kind of sign that it was all meant to be.
Yeah.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you have got to try Flex. Flex is innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for your comfort, and made to keep you moving. There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. Who doesn't want that? One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and holds as much flow as 3 super tampons. And if you want to go zero waste and have the planet love you even more, pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one. With helpful videos, in-depth diagrams, gifts, Flexperts available to walk you through the entire process, you'll never go back to products from the past once you try Flex. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/T and use code T for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits or 10% off your first Flex cup, plus free U.S. shipping. That's code T at Flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/T. Enjoy.
What other juicy nuggets can you give us from the season? I know the rules where you can't tell me too much, but I got to hear a little bit.
Let's just say Brock is at the center of more drama and storyline than even myself or some of the other people who have been on the show for a long time. Ugh. He is just like in it.
And when he is in it, do you step in or do you let him just figure it out for himself?
A little bit of both. Like, he can more than hold his own. And I mean, he's my like number one supporter, but like, he wants me to handle my own shit too. He's like, well, you should have stood up for yourself. You should have spoke up. And I'm like, I know, but I forgot like those points. Like, can you just say them for me? And he's like, I mean, I can, but you need to speak up for yourself. And I'm like, okay, I'll do better. And I'm just like, oh, like, I haven't had to be confrontational for 2 years. I haven't had to really, you know, like address certain issues. It's like, you know, the one thing I do love about being on reality television is it forces you to be accountable. Things that normally you would sweep under the rug, that you would just not bring up and you just say, like, it's not that big of a deal. You don't have that option. You know, you have to face all of those things. And that's a big thing with him this first season is a lot of the stuff with his past and his kids and his ex, like, all gets brought up and he had no choice but to discuss all of that. But overall, it was very like cathartic for him, and you'll see so much of that. But let me just say that a couple of the main girls had their very strong opinions on his past.
Oh, so it was mainly the women.
Oh, yeah.
Is it somebody that you have feuded with in the past?
I feel like other than like Ariana and Raquel, it's like I've kind of feuded with everyone. So,
yeah,
you know, but that's true. The beauty of our group is we always find our way back to each other. And that's the thing that I love about this group. We say, you know, it's not really black and white in our friendships. There's a lot of gray area, but that's what helps you grow as a person, as a friend, an individual. And yeah, it'll be good.
And how's it been feeling without Stassi and Brittany? And I mean, because I know I just saw you guys all got together for a play date. I know that Dev and Hartford have had a play date, but I just saw of you guys. And did it feel like nothing's changed? Did it make you, you know, miss filming with them? Or
it definitely felt different. Like their presence was definitely missed. You know, I mean, they were a huge part of the show for so long. So it was very different. But at the same time, I'm in such a different place in my life. And now having Brock, you know, his first season on a main character with his own storyline, like for me, that just took up so much time that I was just trying to focus on that and our relationship and our life together. So for us, like it was a really, really good summer, and I'm excited, nervous, but excited to see it all back.
Yeah. Is he nervous about anything, or he's just like, we'll see, whatever happens, happens?
A little bit of both. I think he doesn't really know what he's in for yet. He's never watched the show. He's seen bits and pieces here and there, like when they have like a marathon on, or like with his ex-girlfriend, like he saw a little bit of it, but never really knew the show or who I was or anyone. So it'll be different for him, but it'll be exciting. I think it's going to be really good.
I remember I hadn't watched Beverly. Now I watch like all the different Bravo shows, but before I had never watched Beverly Hills. And my first season, it was watching The Confessionals. That's when I was like, what? And then you have to relive it and get a full new angry over something else that you never even thought. So for me, that was the hardest part. Because like, yes, the in scene stuff, like where you're in the moment, that can hurt your feelings, but you're there processing it. But when it's completely different than what you've been told, that's where I was like, ugh, which is why I tried to always say things to people's faces, which actually got me in trouble too. But either way,
it's a lose-lose situation sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson. We are going to have Milo Ventimiglia on the podcast today, and we are dropping the episode immediately. We are very excited to have him. He's an old and dear friend, and he gave us some time, which is he doesn't have any time, but he gave us some time, and we really, really, really appreciate it. So we're going to do this interview with Milo. And we're going to drop it immediately. As soon as we can get it all cobbled together, this crack team I have. And we're just very, very excited about it. So anyway, listen to my podcast, I Am All In, right now on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to podcasts.
All right, now we have to get to some listener questions. So I did a poll yesterday. Okay. So it'll be a little rapid fire. I already asked one of them. How did you know Brock was the one?
I have never felt more myself with anyone in my entire life. Like, I'm so authentically, fully myself. And I just, there's nothing that, like, I'm embarrassed to do in front of him. Like, we're just so openly comfortable with each other. And I've never felt that way before. And he didn't, like, give up on me. Like, I pushed him away for a solid month. I was just like, I want to be single. And he was just very persistent in the most loving way. And I've never felt so wanted in my life.
Oh, that's so sweet. Which leads me to the next question. When is the big day?
We're hoping for November 2022. We want to get married in Bali. That's where we fell in love. Ugh. And until travel restrictions let up, his family is able to even leave Australia. We're hoping that November next year, when it's summer there, will be a safe time.
And will summer be a flower girl?
Fingers crossed. Absolutely. And I'm like, she needs to be walking, like, We'll give it a little over a year.
And are you going to put her in a crop top dress or no?
I haven't decided yet. It's a very good question and very likely could be.
Are you going to do multiple outfit changes or are you like a one wedding dress?
I think just one. Yeah. Unless there's like a part of the dress that maybe like comes off like an attachment. Like maybe there's like a longer train or something and then it like shortens for the reception. Yeah. But I'm not going to be like changing into another dress, I don't think. I haven't even thought about it yet. It's like, I guess when it's your second wedding too, I'm like, I put so much thought into like my first one that now I'm just like, whatever. Like him and I are both divorced. So
My first wedding, like there was 250 people there. My second wedding, it was my immediate family. And like,
yeah, same 300 at my first one. So I'm like, we're not doing that again.
But Bali is incredible. I actually went there on my honeymoon in my first wedding. So I do love Bali. So do you guys know where-ish or you can't tell me?
So we were looking at a couple different venues. We want to do one that's like an Airbnb where our immediate family can stay, but it can still host an event.
Okay.
So we need to like find time sometime next year when we can go out there and like scout them in person. There's this one place called the Noku Beach House that I saw on a Netflix show. And I'm like, oh my God, this looks amazing.
I think I saw that place too. Is it like the greatest vacations or whatever?
Yes.
Looks amazing.
Yeah. So he's like, we can do better. I'm like, I don't know. And then he showed me better and I'm like, okay, we need to just go out there.
But everything can look better on Instagram. But like, if you see a real video of it, that's the truth. Anything can look good in a picture.
That's what I said. So I'm like, I think we're going to go out there with my sister and her boyfriend whenever it's, you know, safe to travel next year and do a quick little trip, look at some venues, and then we'll set a date. Because I have a rough timeline. I'm like, if it happens, you know, end of October to early February 2023, like sometime while it's the summer season.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's so exciting. Yeah. The other questions are a lot about summer. We've already mentioned that your mom's helped you, but a lot of people want to know, do you have a nanny in addition or is it always your mom?
No. So we call her Nana. So she's the nanny.
So what happens if you're in San Diego versus LA?
So she comes with us down to San Diego sometimes. If she doesn't, then Brock or myself are just home with her. If I have acupuncture, he's home with her. He goes to the gym, I'm home with her. We're pretty much only in San Diego on the weekends. So it's usually pretty quick turnaround trips. And half the time my mom comes, half the time we just go down there, just the two of us.
Yeah. Well, pretty perfect. And if you were not on Vanderpump Rules, what do you think you would have done?
I still want to do entertainment news hosting, like a Entertainment Tonight, Daily Pop, like E! News back in the day. Like that's my dream job. Give me a teleprompter and a microphone. I will fucking crush it. That is my first true love. I got my degree in broadcast journalism. So I really do want to host any kind of show. Entertainment news would be my first choice.
Yeah, pop culture, it's the dream.
Yeah, absolutely. But if I could host like a travel show or even like a live talent sort of show, a game show, like I just really want to get back into hosting. I haven't done that in so long. And that's like what I really love to do.
Well, I love that. And now that you put it out there, it means that it's going to happen. That's the way I've been kind of going through this year. Like, you just keep putting it out there. It's going to happen. All right. Who are you closest with? You can't say Brock out of all of your co-stars.
Tom and Ariana, for sure. They have been my ride or dies from day one. And I was literally just with them at the pool.
Oh, they're here too. I love that.
Yeah. And James and Raquel. I'm super close with them as well. So yeah, I mean, I'm close with most of the cast, but like Tom and Ariana, they are my people. Yes.
And if you could have one person come back, who would it be?
Only one?
Yeah. Only one. Sorry.
Okay. If it's only one, then I would have to say Kristen, because you can't pick one out of a couple. So I would bring back Kristen.
Yep. All right. And then now our final question is, if you had to pick one of the, you still watch Housewives, right?
Yeah.
So if you could be on any one of the franchises, which one would it be? and why?
I would want to go to Jersey. I love
you
those
and crush
women.
It there.
Like, I want to just move in with Dolores and have her be like my stepmom. And I'm obsessed with her. So I would love to be a part of the Jersey franchise. I don't think I would fit in, but I would just love it.
I love her too. And she is somebody who, when I no longer when that all happened, Dolores was one of the first people to call me. And like, I had only met her a couple of times, but she just was like, you know, I know it can be hard and it's such a big transition and you take things but she was just so kind. It's like, it really made me love her. She's really great. And then I've got to ask one more. Other than Brock being the center of a lot of the drama, can you give us any more teases? Like, I need one final tease.
I think we should do a drinking game every time I cry because my hormones were so out of whack after baby. Like, if there's one episode that I don't shed a tear, I will be shocked. And it wasn't even always like sad tears. It was like, I would just be like talking about summer or something. And just like everything made me cry, like embarrassing. And I have no Botox this season because I'm still breastfeeding. So
you can see movement.
Yes.
Ugh. Well, I feel like I cry a lot and I had no excuse. So, you know, thank you so much for joining me. And I know we both have, you know, iHeart and all the things, but I appreciate it. And I hope to see you soon and that we can
get
the girls together.
For sure.
All righty. Bye, hon.
Bye.
Well, thanks, guys, for joining this week's Teddy Teapod with myself and Sheena. I've got to get going. I have the iHeart Festival to get to, but make sure you send in any of your next topics that you want me to dig into at teddyteapod@iheart.com. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to Teddy Teapod on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.